Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. I talked earlier this week with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net on the Market Talk podcast, and we talked about quite a few things, a lot of which revolved around today's WASDE report, due out from the USDA at 11 a.m. Central Time. And let's get Matt's thoughts on that report and how it could affect our trade moving forward. So let's talk this report on Friday. You know, the thought is out there that we're going to see increased acreage and increased yields for corn and beans from USDA. That just seems to be the general feeling, especially with USDA coming in here with some of these acreage numbers a month early. What are you recommending to guys right now heading into this report if they're still needing to make some moves? You know, you mentioned we're at that $5 corn mark, $5.10 on the December contract today. Almost 5.11, but I mean, you know, what are you talking to guys about here this week, especially after seeing today and as we head into that report?
Well, there's a lot of things to talk about basis that question, right? So first of all, you're at 180.2 on total corn and soybean acres, which would be the second all-time largest, right behind 180.3. Okay, so obviously we're bordering on some pretty good company, and so you ask yourself, where would the acres come from? Well, there are acres actually to go find, and I think whenever you look, for instance, at all wheat acres, just in the last couple, three growing seasons, we've lost 3.5 million acres of all wheat acres. But I guess my personal opinion is that you're not going to be able to grow it substantially. You know, we've talked about it as a team, and we kind of feel like whenever you look at people coming in wanting to maybe just plant a few more acres of corn, this spring, you already saw your input prices starting to rise quite a bit, and we didn't get into any of these really robust prices for quite a while. Your spring insurance price was $4.58. That's certainly a nice place to be, but at the same time, yeah, probably picked up a few acres. I don't see it being over maybe 1 million acres of corn. I don't know that you picked up any bean acres, because I'm not so sure, you know, that if you picked up some corn acres, they might have come from soybeans. And so, I don't see a huge increase in the total increase between the two. But as far as corn acres going up a little bit, yeah, I mean, the U.S. producer loves to plant corn. We know that. And so you probably picked up a few acres. So, you know, what am I advising folks to do was part of your question. And plain and simple, it's this. You know, if you're an above APH grower and you've run the math, so I'm saying if your APH is 175 and you're expecting 200 bushel corn, or if your APH is 200 and you're expecting 215, holy smokes. I don't know why we would snub our nose at $5 plus corn right now if I'm worried about it. Now, granted, a lot of folks have sold a lot of corn. People have asked me this question over and over and over. How much has the U.S. producer sold as compared to years past? And I'd say the answer is substantially more. You talk to most elevator systems. We've had all the opportunities in the world, and kudos to the producer for stepping in and making those sales. So, you know what? Do I want to chase this thing real hard, though, if I'm a below APH grower, someone who's really worried about what the situation might look like from an income standpoint? I may not chase it too hard in here because, you know, you've already dropped, you know, 80, 90 cents off of this August report. And I'll tell you what, you've got to think you're going to find some steady ground in here somewhere. At the same time, that 200-day moving average on corn is creeping up. It's creeping up on us on soybeans as well, to whereas this report, you could go below those levels, and then you're in a little bit of trouble as far as a technical standpoint.
Well, and looking as well on the technical side here, I know we're starting to creep down towards some different levels here. We broke it through some resistance, some trend lines, you know, beans settling well below $13 on the board here today, at least those front months, November 1277. I mentioned December corn creeping down towards $5. I mean, you know, technically, if we get a bearish report on Friday, how much more damage do you think we could do to these markets moving forward?
Well, how bearish it would be, I think, would be the big question. I mean, you already see that the average trade guess is in that 1.4 billion bushel range. Now, if you're within 50 million bushels of that, I don't see how you would take the market much lower. In fact, you'd probably get a little bit of a bounce because, as you know, fear of the unknown is many times worse than the actual known. And so I guess my personal opinion is, unless we get a wildly bearish situation, I don't see it falling precipitously. Now, keep in mind, the USDA in the month of August took 190 million bushels of demand out of the demand side of the equation. And I think a big reason they did that, obviously, is because the supply side dropped so much. And, you know, the assumption is that high prices are going to cure high prices. Demand's going to go lower, you know, but I'll tell you what, if you start dumping 300 million bushels of total production in, you can pick 190 up very quickly. And I know where you can get it from, same place they took it from this last month. So I'm not so sure that they're going to increase demand the amount that they took it down this last month. But by all means, I think we all know it kind of resides out there. Whenever you see the corn export sales program going into the marketing year, the strongest we've ever seen for U.S. corn, you've got to think that there's the chance that those exports at 2.4 billion, they could be a shade low as far as USDA is concerned.
Mad cow disease in Brazil. We're getting some reports about that briefly. Do you have any thoughts how that could impact the beef side of demand here for the U.S. moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to be in the back of folks' minds. I mean, we hear that, you know, they're not going to be shipping any beef to China. I mean, who knows what happens if the Chinese come in and want to buy some a decent amount of U.S. beef. I think that's certainly something that they could continue to build on. There's no doubt that people in that sector of the world love U.S. beef. It's just a matter of whether the Chinese want to step in and really go all in on it. So I think that that's where you could maybe find some demand that you're kind of searching for right now, quite frankly. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to be concerned. You know, is this going to be something more widespread in Brazil? Is this going to be something we're going to see in other countries, for instance, in the U.S.? Because that's definitely a concern. And I've seen mad cow before really do a huge number on the markets.
Matt, great insight as always. Any final thoughts you have for us?
Yeah, I mean, as always, just be aware here. You know, I was talking to producers this morning about $13 November beans because, you know, actually we were above $13 November beans. You settled at $12.77. Keep in mind, if that report, for instance, is bearish, and I'm not saying I'm bearish, then you could be trading a dollar lower on Friday than what you were trading on Thursday. This thing can move extremely fast. If you've got good crops, there's no shame in protecting that, you know, and you can re-own it later or just put a floor under it. But make sure that you're sleeping well at night knowing this is going to be your most profitable year ever. Because if it isn't, you've had every reason in the world for it to be.
Matt, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, bud.
And again, that is a portion of Tuesday's episode of the Market Talk podcast with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net joining us. And you can always find Market Talk online at markettalkag.com and on all your favorite streaming sources as well. Again, USDA is set to release the September WASD report coming up here at 11 a.m. Central Time. Market's going to be watching that report very, very closely as we'll get a lot of new data into the market. And we'll see if we can turn the tide on this bearish sentiment in the trade. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.